Welcome to episode 483 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We're up to 2 Timothy as we proceed book by book in the closing days of our series, 100 Days in the New Testament. 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 to 9. But understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people, for among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith. But they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was that of those two men. There are two important imperatives in this passage, in verses 1 and 5. Paul begins this chapter with these words, understand this. Other versions say, know this, or mark this. Then what follows is a warning. This passage admonishes believers to guard our hearts and our homes. Difficult days are coming. So Paul identifies what we are to look for and what we should do about it. The phrase in the last days sounds like a picture of some distant future and remote time, but that is not the case here. The instruction in verse 5 is to avoid these people. It's in the present tense, suggesting that these false teachers are already in Ephesus, infecting the believers. So end times refers to a period they were already experiencing. There are two instructions in this text. What we are to look for and what we do when we find that which we are looking for. The 18 characteristics listed in 2 Timothy 3 verses 2 to 5 represent a staggering list of people negatively impacting the church. Paul says that they have a form of godliness, but deny its power. They have the appearance of godliness, but it is fake. And notice some of these characteristics. These are people who are in the church. These are people who may even be in leadership roles, and yet they're not attending to God's law. They put on airs of religiosity, but they are not converted. They are religious imposters whose primary identifying feature is misplaced love. Note, verse 2, they love themselves. Verse 2 again, they love money. Verse 3, they do not love things that are good. Some versions say that they hate or despise that which is good. Verse 4, they love pleasure. And also in verse 4, they fail to truly love God. The 10 guidelines for abundant living are rooted in love. They were given to us out of love, and they show us how to love God and how to love our neighbor. These people identified by Paul are not loving as they should. Note the first misapplication of love. These people love themselves. This love of self is the foundation for all the depravity that follows in Paul's description. We don't need to be encouraged to love ourselves, although the culture around us is constantly reminding us that we need to love ourselves. We naturally have such a love. Neither should we be taught to hate ourselves. But as Paul says in Romans 12, verse 3, for I say, through the grace given to me, everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. We must see ourselves as we really are, both the bad of what we are in the flesh and the glory of what we are in Jesus Christ. But when we love ourselves more than we love God and more than we love others, that is a problem. It is significant that in Revelation 2, Jesus says to the church in Ephesus, which is a symbolic representation of this very same church, "You have left your first love." Paul tells us what we ought to look for and then what we need to do about it. In verse 5, he says, "Avoid such people." Stay away from people like that. Have nothing to do with them. The word used here for avoid occurs only in this instance in the New Testament. Still, the sentiment aligns with instructions we find elsewhere. Romans 16, verse 17. "Watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles." 1 Timothy 6, verse 20. "Avoid godless, foolish discussions with those who oppose you with their so-called knowledge." 2 Timothy 2, verse 16. "But avoid worldly, empty babblings." Some versions describe these babblings as profane. This refers to anything that takes the focus off the gospel and God's word. These babblings are profane because they are unholy in contrast to the holiness of God's word. They are idle or empty because even though people like to hear them, they don't have lasting value. Look at the characteristics of those vulnerable to this kind of false teaching. One, they are weak-willed. They give in easily to temptation. These are people who are not fortified by a close relationship with the Holy Spirit. Two, they're loaded down with sin. Obviously, when you are in sin, you're an easy target. Those who are harboring sin, who remain intrigued by sin, who have a hard time letting go of sin, are vulnerable. Three, they are swayed by various lusts, evil desires, which entice them. These are people who are controlled by their desires. Four, they're always learning. These people are religiously curious. Curiosity is not necessarily a bad thing, but the motivation of these people is suspect. Just because you seem to have an appetite for some new idea, some new doctrine, some new insight, that's not always a good thing. And five, yet for all their study, they don't make any progress in their understanding of the truth. In verse 8, Paul couches his warning in the context of false teachers. He identifies Jannes and Jambres as the magicians in Egypt who tangled with Moses and Aaron. They sought to imitate the first few actions of God against Egyptians. They had the appearance of religion, but Paul offers two indictments of them in verse 8. They had depraved or corrupt minds and unapproved faith. That means that their faith did not stand the test. Other versions say disqualified faith. And Paul reassures us that they will not succeed. And so Paul tells us, know this. What are we to know? What are we to look for? What are we to be on guard against? Of what are we to be mindful? Religious appearance without character. Religious words without content, without heft. What do we do when we encounter such people? We turn away from them. Father, help us to love you above and before everything else. Help us to love that which is good and give us the discernment to recognize the false doctrines and false ideas from those who are of dubious character and those who speak empty words. Help us to know and help us to act. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.